friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
First John 3:1 says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. First John chapter 3, verse 1. A great little reminder on the day before Valentine's Day. Here we are. It's Thursday, this February 13th, 2020. So good to see you. Welcome to Mark and Friends. I am Joey Kroll. So good to hang out here with you. Looking at the weather in the last, 18 hours or so, you're just reminded how winter is still here. Friend, I am looking forward to spring. I don't know about you, but I pray that you're having a blessed week, though. Get your calendar out. Be sure to mark this down and circle it around. Friday, February 21st, the Singing Men of GNN, they're going to be in concert at the First Church of Christ Ministerial Building in Georgetown, Illinois, for a fantastic concert. It's actually a fundraiser for the local food bank there in the area for the Georgetown Ridge Farm Ministerial Association. Again, it's Friday night, February 21st. Worth a special dinner that night as well. Dinner beginning at 4, and the Singing Men of GNN will be on stage roughly around 6 o'clock. Again, this is the taking place at the First Church of Christ Ministerial Building, 503 North Main in Georgetown, Illinois. Again, Friday, February 21st, a special fundraiser there for some of the food banks there in the area. So Singing Men of GNN and fundraising for a great cause. That's one night you don't want to miss. More details on that at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on events. So make sure you have that on your calendar a week from tomorrow, Friday the 21st. Well, since tomorrow is Valentine's Day, I thought we would go in our CD collection here, my wall of CDs, and play some great God-honoring love songs, songs that remind us of God's love for us and our love for him. So that's going to be coming up here in just a moment. But I did find a really cool Valentine's Day poem. It's called "Jesus is My Valentine." Let me read this to you. I thought I'd share it with you today. "Jesus is my Valentine. I talk to him each day. He never, never leaves me and always listens when I pray. Yes, he is my Valentine. There is no love like his. He is the heart of all that is. For him I breathe and live. He's a Valentine that never lies, never hurts or breaks. He always has forgiven me for all my past mistakes. If you only knew my Valentine, you would love him too. For his love is always perfect, his love is always true. So if your heart is longing for a love that never ends, for someone that is faithful, you know you can depend. Call upon my Valentine. He'll wash away your sin. He'll be your Valentine and your dearest, dearest friend."
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all men, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away as wounds which mother chosen one bring many sons to glory. Sin that held him there until he cross accomplished, his dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished.
Stuart Townend reminding us how deep the Father's love. I'll tell you what, I think we can barely scratch the surface in our understanding, our human understanding of God's love for us. Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends today on this Thursday. And, of course, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. We're playing songs of love today, songs that sing of God's love for us and our love for Him. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us."
Thank you. I collected baseball cards as a kid, but I never could get the cards with my hero on. Now my son collected baseball cards as a kid. And we were at a baseball card show together, and I saw that hero card that I could never find as a boy. But I wasn't there to buy, just to be there with my son. Stood up for a few minutes, and there he was. Boy was reaching up for something in his hand. He said baseball card. He looked up at me and said, I love you. The Bible says he spared not his own son, but gave him up for us. You and I deserve to be the same sinners, but God loves you too much for me. You and I be the same sinners. Jesus never died. He was here to create life in your soul. Would he die to give you? Or if you're ready to begin a relationship with him, call us at 888-8888.
John chapter 3, verse 16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
I collected baseball cards as a kid, but I never could get the card with my hero on it. Now, my son collected baseball cards as a kid, and we were at a baseball card show together, and I saw that hero card that I could never find as a boy, but I wasn't there to buy, just to be there with my son. Well, we split up for a few minutes, and then there he was. My boy was reaching up with something in his hand. It was that baseball card I had wanted so much. He looked up at me, and he said, I love you, Daddy, and I knew he did. He'd spend everything he had on me. That's how I know God loves you. He spent everything he had on you. The Bible says he spared not his own son, but gave him up for us. You and I deserve to pay for our sins, but God loves you too much to lose you. You and I did the sinning, but Jesus did the dying. Wouldn't this be a great time for you to receive what he died to give you? Well, if you're ready to begin your relationship with him, call us at 888-NEED-HIM, because nobody loves you like he does.
Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible, it tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, oh, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, the Gaither Vocal Band, they recorded that rendition, oh, a few years ago. Jesus loves me. Thanks so much for listening. To Mark and friends here on Great News Radio, I am Joey Kroll. You can drop me a note anytime, joey@greatnewsradio.org. J-O-E-Y, joey@greatnewsradio.org. And if you missed any of today's broadcast, or if you want to go back and re-listen, maybe there was a song that really touched you and you want to go ahead and re-listen to it, go head on out to our website, greatnewsradio.org. And on the right-hand side, there's a section there that says archived programs. Go ahead and click that information there. greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to go home and throw some salt on our sidewalks again. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. You stay warm and enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scars.